Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to the Wednesday Noonday Prayer with our overseer and teacher, Dr. Matthews. We are so grateful and thankful for taking the time to join us on today. At this time, Dr. Matthews.
Top of the day to each and every one of you all. I welcome you on today to another prophetic experience time of prayer. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Laron Matthews. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer and a time of warfare. In the time that we're in with the world, faced with the dilemmas and the cataclysmic event, we need men and women of God that will stand strong in these times to be able to herald the kingdom of God at hand. The word of the Lord God always speaks about in Luke 18 and 1 unto this end, that man ought to always to pray and to not faint. We can't faint in a time of adversity. The word of God said our strength is small. We need men and women of God in this season to be able to stand strong and stand tall in a time of the challenges that we face in a world so divided culturally, economically, financially, and race relationally. We have to stand for the kingdom of God and the moral principles at hand. While you're watching the cataclysmic moral decline in the world, we as believers have to be able to have a personal, intellectual conversation with God in intercession about what our duties are in the earth realm. As we're watching the social media and the mainstream media dominate the world with their own frequency and their own agenda, it's been misleading many of us to believe and to go along and compromise our integrity. That only comes when a person really don't know who they are and whose they are. The identity crisis of the world is very heavy. We have a majority of the earth realm people don't know who they are and who they're connected to. The word of God says in the book of Genesis 1:26, when God began to establish mankind, he spoke to his angelic reinforcement and he says to them, let us make man in our image. The exact specific details of creation, the creator, and his frequency. God himself, Elohim, Abba, Yahweh, the Father, you name him. He has many names biblically based upon Hebrew and Arabic. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Maccabees, Jehovah Gabor, Jehovah Rophi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, and many other names that they gave him based upon the strength and the ability of knowing that God would answer all of those names based upon our ability to pray to him and to seek his face. So as we begin to go into prayer, there's a need like never before to pray and believe God for those who are dealing and suffering with the mental health challenges and the identity crisis in the land. The Word of God said, He said, let us make man in our image and then after our likeness. So there's something that's mysterious about the plan or stated. When God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, we have to know that there was a demonic sound and frequency that changed the trajectory of after his likeness. Because many people are not walking in the moral climate and the principles of the Word of God. So there's something that they're after, but not his likeness. We have a dilemma in the world right now where people are trying to sell us a religious system and a religious organization and a religious denomination. And the list goes on to make it feel comfortable for the development and the growth of their ministries and their agenda. God has already selected and ordained men and women of God from the foundation. He said it in Jeremiah 1:4 when he said, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. That means that in the sound and the frequency and the acoustic and the rhythm and even in the earth realm, there was a formula to God's frequency that established you. So the enemy is using a form of godliness so that you will deny the power and miss his presence. We have to be able to understand the power of who we are in God. So many people are walking around believing and knowing that they're gifted, and they don't know that the gift and the calling of God comes without repentance. That means that God is not going to take back what he's given you. He swore to his own self in a counsel of his own will that when he says his word is yea and amen, that's the finite of the definition of giving you the gift. Now, it's your ability to be trained and learn and to mature and to use it from experience, not from the platform, the arena, and the stages for which people have created what they want God to be to them and to the world. So the gift and the calling of God come without repentance. God is not going to repent that he gave you what he gave you because he trusts you in his plan of let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So he's expecting all of us to take the gift and operate it after his likeness. And after his likeness, mankind, who he has given the very power and the authority of him to you, operate in the earth realm over demonic principalities and power and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. He gave us that authority. And when he gave us that authority, he gave us the ability to open up our mouth and speak, decree, and herald the word of the Lord God. The word of God said, when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in power, the people mourn. So therefore, we have to know who's in power so that we will be able to determine how we're going to pray in his presence. Because when the righteous is in power, our prayer is personified by victory. When the wicked is in power, our prayer is personified by warfare. Because we have to war through all of the wickedness to bring the power of God out so that people can believe and receive the word of the Lord God. Here we are, intercessors and prayer warriors and ministry gifts and kingdom leaders that are walking around with the greatest frequency that they can ever have and don't even have an identity of who they are. That's kind of scary. That's why we have jealousy, strife, envy, insecurity, malice, covetous spirit, and the like. The word of the Lord God said that should be named among us. However, we know that Judas was among them and justice came after he betrayed Jesus. So as believers, let's begin to stand together and begin to pray. Many of you, of course, in the background, praying with us and standing in the gap, I so grandly appreciate what you're doing. But I ask this season, we need to champion our prayer to another dimension in God so that when the intercessors and prayer warriors pray, they will be able to pray with the presence of your power with them. We're not just here on a Wednesday praying for just simple meeting room. No, we're taking this level of prayer to a totally different dimension. We need to know that the signs and the wonders and the demonstrating power of God is manifest in the lives of the people. If there's something you're asking God to do right now in your life, we're standing with you at this very time. So if you're sitting in your car, in your job, at your place of employment, in a neighborhood or a restaurant, and you deem the place you're at, we believe that the power of prayer is the supernatural ability to communicate with eternity, to make changes in time. And when we're making changes in time, it's by your faith, be it unto you. Your faith is the powerful evidence of the unknown that will destroy the knowns of the enemy to bring breakthrough and healing and victory for the lives of the people. God always needs a witness in the earth realm, and you might be that witness today. So whatever you believe in the Lord for right now that's being held up in the heavenly or trying to be hijacked by principalities and power or stopped by the prince of Persia and the forces in the heavenly, we're standing with you to believe God that everything is getting ready to change in your favor. I believe God today, and I believe God for you, you, and you. We're getting ready to go into an awesome time of prayer. Set your heart as a flint. We're standing with you. The word of the Lord God talks about it in Isaiah 9 and 10. We have to know that every battle of a warrior is with confused noise, garment rolled in blood. But this will be burning fuse of fire. And the word of the Lord God said, unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born, and the government is upon his shoulder, and his name should be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. We're standing on the word of God. We're getting ready to go into a powerful prayer. 2023, go big or don't go at all. We're getting ready to go into prayer. God bless you. It's my prayer for you on today.
I'm sorry, I wasn't unmuted. Bless you on this afternoon, Pastor. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the scripture today will be, I'll be coming to you out of Psalms 18. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents and destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. But in my distress to the Lord, I cried to my God for help. And from his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As you heard our sound into your ears, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that our cry has come into your eyes. Hallelujah. Our sound has come into your ears. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You heard us. You heard us before we even opened our mouths. But through, my God. Thank you, God. But through the intimacy we have with you, thank you, God. You really to hear us say we love you, just as in Psalms 18, that we love you and that you are our strength. Thank you for being our rock, Father, when we are shaken. Thank you for being near. Thank you for raising up a standard. When the enemy has presented accusations of who we are and who we aren't and what we can and what we can't do, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are your children. We are your children, Father God. We're the children of you. Hallelujah. You are the Most High God. Hallelujah. There is no other. You are the first and last, Father God. We thank you. Hallelujah. You live. You are our Redeemer. Joy of the Lord over our lives, Father God. We are above and not beneath. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors now in the name of Jesus. We take the sound of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We use it against the enemy now. We overcome now, Father God. Thank you. We overcome all because greater is he that is in us than is in the world. Hallelujah. We tread. Thank you for turning things around, Father. We tread upon the serpents and the scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall hurt us. Hallelujah. Those things of touch, it cannot destroy us. We shall decree a thing and it shall be established on this earth. As it is, Father God, we repent. Everything we've said and done that's not pleasing. Any time that we joked and said something that could turn around some things that you're doing in our lives, we're not giving the enemy any room, Father. Forgive us, hallelujah, anything we've said, done, anything, hallelujah, we have done that is not pleasing. Forgive us. Sins of omission, commission. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know we say that on such a regular basis, Father God, but hallelujah. Go inside and hear our hearts, oh Lord, as we ask you to forgive us. We shouldn't have touched that thing. We should have went over there. We shouldn't have said this. Forgive us of our sins, Father. We need you more in this hour than the last, more in this second than the last minute. We need you. With everything inside of us, we need you, Father God. And as we have asked for these forgivenesses, as we have examined ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you would have us, yes, to forgive ourselves, to rise up, as your words say, wake up, wake up, wake up, O sleepy Zion. The Lord, you have staked your territory. You have made your presence known. You have taken the neck of the enemy. So we retrieve this Wednesday, the 18th, hallelujah, from the hands of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, any monitoring spirit, any mischievous spirit lurking and trying to attack itself against us, we veto it right now. The plans, hallelujah, all the work that the enemy tried to do, that he tried to assign to us to do. Hallelujah, just as in Nehemiah, when Sanballat heard, and that's in the Acts of the Apostles. When Sanballat heard we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and said, my God, we have been told that from you, Lord, that the enemy is relentless. But we will not shrink. You said if we, hallelujah, if we shrink, Hallelujah. If we faint, hallelujah, in the day of adversity, our strength is small. We rise up. We come in the volume of the book that is written of us, your word. Now, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we will search the scriptures and speak what you say, your word. We are your mirror, Father God. Every time we go in the word, we are that mirror, your power. Hallelujah. We won't pray all the time our problems, Father God. We'll present them to you, but we will dwell on our problems, Father God. But we will decree and declare to pray the solution. You are our source, and you have created resources. It's in our hands every day. Thank you, Lord, for removing the rubble, as in Nehemiah. You removed the rubble. When your people got tired, they couldn't see past all the rubble. You're removing the rubble. The things and the circumstances that try to wear us out. Hallelujah. We can put all our burdens on your shoulders because you can bear. We command, hallelujah, the wind of favor go upon us in Jesus' name. Let the rain and mercy and protection fall upon our lives right now on this afternoon. Glory be to God. Let a fresh supply of your spirit fall fresh upon us. The sun shall not smite us by day nor the moon by night, for you spoke these words in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, we denounce the spirit of frustration to disappoint us and discourage us. Hallelujah. My God, we come against what is it you showed me, Father God? Ups and downs, hallelujah, the spirit of miscarriages. Spirit of miscarriages. Hallelujah. Right at the point of victory. Show us more. We come against, hallelujah, our youth reaching out to soothsayers and buying all kinds of wicked devices to control and manipulate each other. Ah, yes, Spirit, you've been exposed. Witchcraft prayers. Come against it. And any of our loved ones that have been stricken by these spells and curses, be exposed. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that from today, henceforth, every witchcraft prayer against the lives, our lives, our family lives, our children's lives, it's not a toy now. We will not be a toy in the hand of the devil. Decree and declare that today, henceforth, every witchcraft power against our lives is terminated in the name of Jesus. That's against our children is terminated in the name of Jesus. Ouija board terminated in the name of Jesus. Buying all kinds of wicked devices to control and manipulate each other. Terminated through salvation. Washed, purged, purified in the name of Jesus. Throw away all wicked things, that have attachments to it, Father God. Let us have that spirit of discernment to see what's in front of us right in our own homes. Get out of our nose. We decree and declare that the light of God burn up every manipulative spell and to destroy. We decree and declare now the demons be exposed and cast out the fire of God. Father, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to release hot thunderbolts against the enemy. Folks, that is Psalms 144 and 6. Hot thunderbolts against the enemy. We establish right now, hallelujah, our superior authority. We are your kingdom authority. We are your legislators and law enforcement agents. And we come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, who we are and whom we serve. That's the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. We are setting forth God's original plan and purposes over and against the plans and the purposes of Satan. No intrinsic, no extrinsic weapons fought against us shall prosper. Come through, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We establish now, hallelujah, our superior authority over the region. Hallelujah. Over our region. By the blood, by the word, by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest that he would destroy the works of the enemy. And we decree and declare that the works of the enemy is destroyed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for destroying it over our regions. Thank you for destroying it over our neighborhoods. Thank you for just his work over our jobs, over our careers, over the work that you put in our hands to do, over our place of employment, over our businesses. Hallelujah. Over our ministry. My God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. The evil works of the devil is destroyed. We decree and declare that the plans and the purposes of the enemy is destroyed over our government. We come against these dirty bombs that's being set up. In the name of Jesus. You know all things. Every curse over our lives be reversed. We break through every curse, every power of darkness. Hallelujah. We arrest every demonic spirit through your word, Father God. Decree and declare we empower the angelic host of war on our behalf. We resist this territorial stronghold. We sever all of his works. We come, hallelujah. We come to free ourselves from psychological prisons and deliver us, Father God, from the spirits of shame and embarrassment and harassment, iniquities. Some of the iniquities that cause distress in our lives from sin and unforgiveness. Deliver us from the spirit of strongholds and pride. Help us, God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we're delivered from being stigmatization. Yes, Father. Emotional blackmail. Social impediment. Premature death. Untimely death. Right now in the name of Jesus. For every family member that has had to experience the grief of it. Heal. Set free. Come against these ups and downs now in the name of Yeshua. Yeshua HaMashiach. Come against every spirit of impotency, anything in our lives that's not bringing return. Give us the strength to walk away and when to walk away. Put us in that right timing, hallelujah, in the right place with the right people, Father God. Your hand, your mighty hand. Now, Father God, decree and declare, hallelujah, that our lives attract destiny. Help us in the name of Jesus. Send them in. People want to bless us wherever we go. The enemy will not eat up our hearts. In the name of Jesus, cause the earthly blessings that you have for us, Father, to be manifested now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare all of our academic successes. Come through. Let the deliverance of the power of your deliverance, Father God, fall on each and every one of our lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we are blessed, hallelujah, in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Any demonic, we decree and declare that any demonic force trying to pull us backwards in life now is destroyed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cause the laws and statutes and codifications and bills be and charters be changed in our favor. Thank you, Jesus. Cover us from fires in our homes, in our businesses, in our cars. Cover us from accidents. Hallelujah. Untimely accidents. Thank you, Jesus. Cover us from snow bombs, storms, tsunamis of storms. We don't know what the weather would be. You said so. We wouldn't know what season we were in. I never let our so-called shut out of that again. But we renounce any attempt that the devil tries to cause harm to us. In the name of Jesus, cover our homes, cover our church, cover our schools, cover our employment, cover us from all destruction. We reverse the curse and send it back to the devil from which you come. Go back to the pits of hell from which you come. Thank you, Father. Cover our finances today, Father God, that you've blessed us with. Cover the promotions that you set in order for us, Father. Cover us, Father God. Anoint each and every one of us, Father God, each and every one of our families, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we speak salvation to our families. We speak salvation to the best life. Bring them back, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We will not receive the plans of the enemy in any form or any fashion. In these things we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we are victorious in all that we do, Father. Show us, Father God. Give us that keen spirit of discernment on today, Father God. Hallelujah. Release the mysteries to us, Father God, as we open your word. Hallelujah. The head of the enemy off. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless me in the sessions as they go forward. Amen. I'm released.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for this another day, another opportunity, God, that you brought us together on this life, oh God, that we can give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, God, that you so desire and deserve, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come before you, oh God, as filthy rags, oh God. We come because we want to be cleansed, God, in the name of Jesus. God, forgive us of our sins, oh God. Father God, we just thank you because you are such a forgiving God. We thank you, God, for your word in Jeremiah 29 and 11. You say, God. God, you say that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, oh God. God, you say they are spirits of peace and not of evil to give us an expected end. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, you say Lord Jesus, that if we call upon you, and if we go and pray, God, and if we seek you, we will find you, God, when we seek you, and when we search for you, God, with all our hearts, O God. And so, God, we come this morning, this afternoon, O God, seeking you, God, with everything in us, O God, as we seek you every day, O God, because, God, you've given us the ability, O God, to speak to God. You've given us your word, O God, so we can hover upon your bed in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we just thank you for that, O God. God, we pray today, God, that you show yourself strong in this Monday prayer line, O God, on today. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your promises that you have towards your people, O God. We thank you, God, that you will not withhold anything from us, O God. Help us to walk upright with you, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, help your people to walk upright with you, God. So that we can obtain the things, God, that you promised us, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, help us, God, to be focused, God. Help us to focus, God, on you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because Jesus, if we focus on you, God, you see us see our situation, O God. Because God, we know, God, that we're bigger than our situation, O God. You're bigger than our problems, O God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, help your people, God. Realize today, God. That our future, God, is in our daily praise. So God, help us, God, with your praise daily, God, immediately, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The things that you want to obtain from you, God. Help your people to turn, God, to turn our pain into praise, oh God. Because sometimes when we are in pain, God, it's so hard to give you praise, God. But Lord, help us to make this be a habit unto us, oh God. That will turn our pain into praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you, Jesus. We just magnify your name, God. We just glorify your name, oh God. God, we thank you for the expected end, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, God, for raising up that standard, oh God, against the enemy, oh God. We thank you, God, for the oil of joy, oh God, that you've given us on this morning, oh, this afternoon, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you. Because Lord, you said if we keep our mind stayed on you, God, you'll keep us in perfect peace, oh God. So help us, God. Lord, and guard us, oh God, with your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you're worthy and important tool, oh God, unto us, oh God, that will grow and that will sustain us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you. I just thank you, Lord God. For Lord God, as a heart panted after the water, God, so my soul panted after you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, lead your people, O God, to the secret place, O God, where we can find rest within you, O God, where we can rest you in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we lift your name on high, O God, because you're worthy to be praised, O God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Help us, Lord God, to have a praise on our lips daily, O God, at all times, O God. And so, God, we know, God, that you are the Prince of Peace and today, O God. O God, you are glorious. Hallelujah. You are magnificent. You are wonderful. You are awesome. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are so marvelous, O God. Glory be to God. O God, you are the great I am. Hallelujah. Thank you because you're mighty and you're strong. We thank you because you're our strong tower, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, I pray, God, that you break, God, the root and birth every standard, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I come against every bondage, O God. Every king, Lord Jesus, has held your people hostage, God. Break it now off your people, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I come against the spirit of discouragement. In the name of Jesus, that I come against the spirit of lust, oh God, fornication, and spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. That I come against every double-mindedness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you come against low self-esteem, Stephen, today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you come against mental disability and today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you burn up these to the root, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I take on activity now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I command them to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I tear down every principality now in our places, oh, God, in the name of Jesus and today, oh, God. Every force of darkness, God, I send them, Lord Jesus, to the dry place, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Ebe Shande Rebosha. Lebobosha Masa Katalaba. Rubande Rebosha Rebobosha. Lebe Rebosha Menemende Rebobosha. Hila Mande Rebosha Talaba. Lord Jesus, I come against every death, God, every fear, every death, and today, God. Every fear of God, every prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, set the spear, Lord Jesus, and defend us against your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind up the scorpion's priest, and today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cause our enemies and the enemies to flee and fear, God. The one that comes to torment your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God, God, enlarge our territory, God. Oh God, we are so grateful that unto thee, oh God, and we're victorious, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We basha. We mande rebebe bosha. Rebebe basha. We mande rebebe bosha. God, I pray, God, that you shut the mouth of the lion unto thee, O God. Stop the evil one unto thee, O come to destroy your people unto thee, O God. Help your people unto thee, God, to walk in good health in the name of Jesus. O God, with the help and cure God is given unto us, O God. I decree and declare that over the lives of your people unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will prosper, O God, in the seasons, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O God, let us experience God's presence, O God, in the name of Jesus, and promotion, and the demotion, Talaba. Yebebebesha, Talaba. And that a basket to live up. Remember the Shatanaba. Touch on today, God. Let touch your people on today, oh God. God, we're calling upon you, God. We're calling upon you, God. Because we know that God will deliver. We said that you are deliverer. Deliver, oh God. God, we just thank you, Jesus. We ask on today, God, that you set the way every restored on today, God. Because thanks, God. We get real, God. We ask that you replenish us, oh God. Those of our spiritual love today, God, replenish us, oh God, as you promised to do in your word, oh God. God, we just thank you on today, God. We just bless your name, God. And so, God, Lord Jesus, I decree and declare Psalms 118 and 17, God, over my life, over the lives of children, over my grandchildren, oh God. That God, you shall live, God, and not die, and declare your works, O God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Jesus, because you said, God, if we are willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. And so, God, we thank you for all these good things that you promised your people, God. Help us, God, to walk in that precinct, O God. Help us to walk, God, in the way, God, that, Lord, you want us to walk, God. Help us, Lord Jesus, because sometimes, Lord Jesus, we tend to go the wrong way, oh, God. But, God, when we are going the wrong way, oh, God, direct, redirect our path, O God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, I thank you, Jesus. God, we are thirsty for you on today, O God. Oh God, we are thirsty. We are thirsty for you, O God. Hallelujah. Show yourself strong, O God, in our lives on today, O God. In the name of Jesus, show yourself strong, O God. Hallelujah. God, bless us, O God. Make your face to shine upon your people on today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, help us to run this race with patience, O God, and not to give up, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you said that there's no searching of your understanding, O God, and we thank you for that, O God. We thank you, God, because you also said that those who hope in your God will never be ashamed, O God. We are people. We have hope in you, God. Help us to keep hope alive, O God. God, we thank you for that, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us not to give up. Help us not to give up, O God. Help us to stand in the race, O God. Help us to run this race, O God, continuously, O God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for your blessing that maketh rich and add no sorrow, O God. We thank you, Jesus. Help us to feast on your word and today, O God. Help us to walk in the right path, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you on today. We thank you that, Lord Jesus, that you are the I am that I am. That's what you said in your word, God. You are I am that I am. We thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We bless your name, God, because, God, you say you give power to the saints. And those that have no might, O God, you increase strength. God, I pray, God, on today, that you increase the strength of your people on today. Lord Jesus, we thank you because you are hiding place, O God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus, that we can hide in you, God. When trouble is on our side, O God, we can come to the rock, O God, where we can find safety, O God, where you cover us from the enemy, O God, where you hide us, O God, because you love us with an everlasting love, O God. And God, we thank you for the opportunity, O God. We thank you, Jesus, for that opportunity. And God, we thank you that you promise the desires of our heart. Help us to have that confidence in you, O God. God, help us to have that confidence in you, God. And so, God, we thank you as we ask you to continue to strengthen us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so today, O God, I pray, God, that you will strengthen, O God, and you will bless every intercessor, every ministerial gift on this live on today, worldwide, listening to us on today, O God. I pray, God, that you will give the desires of the heart, Jesus, as I lift our prophets, lift our prophet before you, God. God, I pray that you continue to strengthen him as well, O God. Give him the desires of his heart, O God. God, I thank you. Lord Jesus, for our children, O God, watch over them, O God. Lord Jesus, endow them with your love. Lord Jesus, that they will show love to one another, O God. Because, God, if they have love in them, O God, they will know how to impart it to others, O God. And so, God, we thank you, Jesus, that when the enemy come against them, O God, that they will use love to conquer, O God. And we thank you, God, that they will be the royal priesthood and everything, O God. Everything that you call our children to be, O God, because our children are attacked. And so, God, we are undergirding them now with prayer, with supplication, O God. Cover our children, O God. Cover them, O God. Cover them from the snare of the enemy, O God. Cover them, God, cover them in the name of Jesus. God, I give you glory. God, I give you praise.
God, let my prayers come before you as a sweet incense and aroma, O God. Let healing come forth, O God, from our prayer, O God, from our prayers, O God, because you are the Lord God that healeth, O God. That's what you said in your word. You're not a man that you would lie, O God. Send your word and you heal, O God. Heal now, God, like never before, O God. Lord, you see and you know everything that your people have before you, God. Each is before, O God. You know all the circumstances, O God. Lord, meet the needs of your people on today, O God, I pray. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. As I seal this prayer, O God. Cover us, God. Cover your people, O God. Cover us, O God. We need your covering, O God. And God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. We bless your name because you're awesome and you're mighty and you're strong. And so, God, we will forever feast from your table, O God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen. And amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We bless you, God. We lift you up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for allowing us to see this day, Father God, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in the Father. And Father God, I pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for each and every person on this line today. Father God, those that will come, those that wanted to come and weren't able to, Father God, that you would just move by your spirit in your life, Father God. Move over the situation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That concerned their lives, Father God. You know exactly what they need, Father God, and when they need it by, Father God. You know the timeline, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You know each and every obligation, Father God. Each and every circumstance, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Going on in the lives of your people, Father God, because you're sitting high. Oh, God, and you're looking low, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And nothing gets past you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You knew what each of us would experience, Father God. Even before the foundation of the world began, Father God, and you already had that answer, Father God. You already made the way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you already gave us the way out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, lead and guide us, your people, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. To the way out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And, Father God, I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for your forgiving grace and your forgiving power to fall upon each and every one of us, Father God, as we come to you right now with repentant hearts, Father God, asking you to forgive us of every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every thought, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Every bit of that thinking, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that we allow the enemy, oh, God, hallelujah, to plan in our heads, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, forgive us for it, Father God, erase it, Father God, glory, hallelujah, from off of our lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, don't let it be a charge against us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Focus right now, Father God, saturate us in the precious blood of Jesus, Father God. Cleanse us with his stock right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Make every crooked way in our lives straight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And cause us to walk up before you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In this hour like never before, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, help us, Father God. Your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. To get serious about you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To get in your presence, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To humble ourselves and pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Stop dibbling and dabbling, Father God. Even as, oh God, I come into agreement with the prayers of Evangelist Jesus. Stop dibbling and dabbling. Stop touching things that's abominable, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Stop going over there and over here, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But plant ourselves, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In our feet, Father God, on the road to righteousness, Father God, the highway to heaven, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, help your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, your people are in need of your help, Father God, glory, hallelujah, your spiritual help, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, allow them to grow spiritually, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, allow them, oh God, to make a conscious decision and recommit themselves to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to be, oh God, hallelujah, done with all of the old stuff, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Done with playing with the enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Because every dirty deed, Father God, glory, hallelujah, everything that's done in the dark, Father God, you shall surely bring to the light, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, so Father God, hallelujah, let us seek you, Father God. Let your people seek you, the Lord, while you may be down, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Call upon you, Father God, while you're near, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let the wicked forsake his way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And the unrighteous man his thoughts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And let him return unto you, the Lord, oh God, so that you would have mercy, oh God, upon him, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And to you, our God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, even as we, oh God, return back to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you will abundantly pardon, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. But Father God, hallelujah, we know that the time is short, Father God, glory, hallelujah. People are leaving here, oh God, glory, hallelujah. But many still want to play Russian roulette, Father God, glory, hallelujah, want to take, oh God, life for granted. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, turn them back to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I praise you, Father God. Don't let the enemy, Father God, come in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and destroy them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, because they're playing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Playing too much in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Thinking, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that they got time, Father God. Thinking, oh God, glory, hallelujah, they can keep on, Father God, hallelujah, touching things, oh God, hallelujah, messing with God's people, Father God, messing with God's man, set man of God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, I'm praying for my leader today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I'm praying in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you would stand up right now and contend with every single person that contends with him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every accusation, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that's been forged against them, Father God, every weapon, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, destroy it right now and send it back to the pit of hell, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, every bit of sabotage, oh God, I walk, oh God, in the authority that you place inside of me, and I step on it right now. I step on Satan's head right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and I send it back to the dry place. And I say to you, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. I said the Lord God, rebuke you right now. Stop in your maneuver. Fall back to the abyss right now. You and your legions of imps and demons, fall back right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Take off our feet. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bind you up, Satan. We destroy every one of your works right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we overthrow your verdict. Every sanction. We cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We serve you a divine restraining order right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Take your hands off my leader right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Fall back right now. Fall back right now. We kick the gates of hell open right now, and we destroy everything. Yeah, God, I thank you, God. Oh, move right now, Father God. That's a mighty rushing wind. On behalf of your leader, your son, Father God, your son, your chosen son, move right now, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Do it now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Anyone that want to play, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Deal with them. Deal with them like only you can, Father God. You said vengeance belongs to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I'm putting it in your hands, Father God, to deal with it. And if you got to take them out, take them out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, I bless your name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But I understand, Father God, that it's not your desire that none should perish, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And go to a burning hell, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so have mercy. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, have mercy. Turn the mind back to you, Father God. Turn the heart back to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them get serious about your kingdom business, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let them, oh, God, choose you today. Who are they going to serve, Father God? Glory, hallelujah. Let them choose, Father God. Who are they going to serve, Father God? Glory, hallelujah. And if they, hallelujah, decide that Satan is the father, so be it, Father God. Hallelujah. Deal with them like only you can, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God, and I praise you, God. The Father, God, strengthen our leader on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, give him strength right now, Father God. Lift up his countenance, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You see and you know, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All that he's dealing with right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, anyone that means him no good, Father God, remove them. Remove them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So that he can go forth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, without no, oh, nothing holding him back, Father God, hallelujah, doing your work, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah. I just thank you, God, and I praise you, God, to cover his family, Father God, cover his family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, his sister, Margaret, Father God, glory, hallelujah, wrap your loving arms around us, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Give her strength, Father God, to go through, oh, God, what she is walking through right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you. My Shema says, come on, stop, okay, I see. He come on, speak up, and I speak up, that. Oh, God, stop, and I speak up, and I speak up, and I speak up. Oh, God, I speak up, and I speak up, and I speak up. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Walk him through this, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Wrap your loving arms around him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Uplift him with your mighty right hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And though they may not understand it right now, Father God, though she may not understand this right now, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, God, that your word tells us we'll understand all things after a while, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, supply every need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything she needs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To lay that son to rest, Father God. Supply it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That the money's coming from the north, south, east, and the west, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, just rock her in your arms, Father God. Rock her in your arms. Rock each and every one of them. Even our prophet, Father God, our apostle, rock him in your arms, Father God. Rock his entire family in your arms right now, Father God. Hold them up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I just want to thank you, God. I want to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Because I know you're mindful of him. And I know you're mindful of his family. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And I know, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That in this hour you will withhold no good thing from him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you just taking them to higher dimensions, even with this level of warfare, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, you're declaring them untouchable in this hour, Father God, every dart, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I decree and declare that it fall back to the abyss right now, that it fall back to the pit of hell right now, every arrow sent right now, even at this very moment in time, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we intercept it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast it back to the pit of hell, oh, God. And I just want to thank you, God, hallelujah, for surrounding them with angelic hosts, each and every one of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Each and every Matthew's member, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Surround them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, block everything that the evil the devil would try to send, every bit of evil that the devil would try to send towards them right now. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We send it back right now. We send it back right now. We send it back right now. We send it back right now in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I say, Father God, glory, hallelujah, according to your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, over in Exodus 22 and 18, you said, suffer not the witch to live, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To every witch on assignment against our leader, Father God. Every warlock on assignment against our leader, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Every wizard, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Every single person that taps into the occult, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I sever the devil's head right now. I cut it off right now and cast him into the fire. You see, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, every plan is canceled. Every plot is canceled right now. Every trick and every trap and every ploy is canceled right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I see victory in his life, Father God. Victory in every area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for what you're doing right now for him. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for how you, oh, God, just shifting the atmosphere, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Turning things around with the enemy meant for that. You already turned it around for good, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. It's already done, oh, God, because you said all things work together for the good of them that love you and are called according to your purpose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that your glory cloud, oh, God, hallelujah, has just fell upon them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, even as you're lifting up, Father God, his countenance, Father God, glory, hallelujah, right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, I thank you, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for miracles, oh God, manifesting right now in his life, in the life of his family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, and every weapon of the enemy, oh, God, hallelujah, has here now been canceled, oh, God. And I just want to bless you, and I want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you doing a new thing right now, Father God, a different thing for him right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for all things, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, working together for his good, Father God, right now. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you blessing him right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for blessing flowing unto him right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you endowing him with new power from on high right now, Father God. Power, Father God, power, oh, God, power, oh, God, endow him with the power right now, Father God. Pour down a fresh and new anointing on his life. Let the oil run, oh God, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, just like the oil ran down Aaron's beard, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, for you giving him, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Strength in those shoulders, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even for that new walk, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That new power and authority that you just poured on him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you just shined up his armor, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Oh God, hallelujah, that his armor is ironclad, Father God, glory, hallelujah. To everything, oh God, that the enemy attempts to sin, even because of these prayers, Father God, it's going to fall off, Father God. It won't even penetrate him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. It won't even affect him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as you're touching his mind right now, Father God, you're ministering to his mind, you're ministering to his heart, Father God. I thank you. Oh, I thank you. Oh, my shandarani sakawati. Yeah, my shikama so kubo. Shikama shikata. I thank you, God, that it's already done. I thank you, God, that you're just lifting him, Father God. You're lifting him above the madness, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. You're lifting them, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, above the enemy, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and each and every one of his enemies, even secret enemies, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, even as they send attacks, oh God, glory, hallelujah, verbal attacks, Father God, even as they plot, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, that each and every one of those enemies, Father God, will begin to fight each other, Father God, glory, hallelujah, just like, oh God, hallelujah, that army, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that was war with King Jehoshaphat, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you instructed them to do. You said the battle do not belong, oh, God, to you, oh God, hallelujah. You said the battle is mine. It's the Lord's, oh God. So these battles, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, that are coming up, Father God, all this warfare, Father God, oh God, hallelujah, we're giving it to you, Father God, on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because we know it belongs to you, Father God, and just how the enemy begins, they begin to fight against each other, Father God. Let them fight against each other, Father God. Even as they plot to destroy the man of God, Father God, let them destroy themselves, Father God, in this hour. And I just thank you, God. And I praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for change, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for change, for an instant change right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in every situation that pertains to his life, Father God. And I bless you, Father God, and I love you, Father God. And these are, hallelujah, your daughters, oh, God, heartfelt prayers, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for our leader on today, Father God. So, Father God, I pray against every bit of backlash and retaliation that will come against any of the prayers that have went up on today, Father God, and the prayers that will come, Father God. Restore back, oh, God, to my sister Evangelist Peasley, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. All she poured out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, God. Restore it back to her right now, Father God. Take her to new dimensions and you take her deeper, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Restore back, oh, God, hallelujah, to Evangelist Downing, Father God. Everything she poured out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, take her to deeper. Take her into the deep even the more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give the both of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. New revelations in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And give them a new and deeper understanding of your word, Father God, and your will, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. What we are, each of us are to pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As intercessors, standing in the gap, Father God, for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you. And even as, oh, God, hallelujah, Elder Hunter comes forth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. You navigate him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And how to pray and what to pray, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Put it in his mouth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as I pass the baton. And I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that while we're yet speaking, you already answered. You answered these prayers. You answered these prayers. And, Father God, we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that even those promises, oh, God, hallelujah. Your people and even my leader, Father God, is yes and amen. So I give you the praise and I give you the glory and I give you the honor. And it is so in Jesus' name, amen. Glory to your name.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your children, oh God, together to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you, oh God, for this day, oh God, and how you kept us thus far. We thank you for waking us up this morning and closing our right minds with the use and activities of our Lord. We thank you, oh God, because you were the first thing on our mind, oh God, and thanks was the first thing off our lips, oh God, because you're so merciful and kind to us this day, oh God. We thank you for this day we've never seen before and will never see again. Father, we thank you, oh God, for our leader providing a platform, oh God, where we can come and touch and agree, oh God, and lay our petitions at the foot of that throne. We thank you right now, Father, for being our God, for being our Savior, for being our protector, for being our lawyer in the courtroom, our doctor in the sick room. We thank you right now, oh God, for being mindful of us, even when we're not mindful of ourselves, for loving us, even when we don't care for ourselves. We thank you, Father. We can't praise you enough for your goodness and your mercy, which is anew each and every day. But we thank you, oh God. But we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you help us, oh God. Serve you with a pure heart. Serve you in righteousness, in spirit, and in truth. Order our steps right now. Bridle our tongues, oh God. Let us lean not on our own understanding, but let's stand on the rock, which is your word, oh God, because all of the ground is sinking fast. We ask that you look on your children, especially today, oh God, as you take us into a new dimension right now, Father. Inspect our hearts right now, Father, and remove any and everything that's not like you, oh God. Replace it with your love, oh God. Make us fit for battle, oh God. Give us a holy boldness to stand before men and declare your power and your word, oh God. For you did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Let us walk in the authority that you've given us. You've given us, oh God, dominion over the earth. You've given us power over Satan right now. Let us understand and know it, oh God, and walk in it this day. And Father, we bring before you right now
those that are lukewarm, those that are cold, those that have become double agents right now, those that have become perpetrators, oh God. We ask right now, oh God, that you, oh God, will have mercy on them and remove them, oh God, because they're stumbling blocks to your mission. Oh God, we ask that you remove them right now, oh God. Uncover them right now. Bring their destiny deeds to life, oh God. And we curse it right now. You've given us the power of death and life in our tongue. And we speak life for those that are calling on our Father. Speak strength and prosperity on those that are following, oh God, after you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you look upon, oh God, our virtual members, oh God, our covenant partners, oh God. You sit high, you look low, you behold the good and the evil. You know that the situations that they're in. You know, oh God, that the battle that they're waging against the devil right now, Father. We look to you, oh God, because you are our strength. You are our power. Father, we ask that you help them out right now. Make the crooked road straight, oh God. Close every door you do not need them to go through. Open the ones that you want them to go through, oh God. Never let them forget to put you first, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But Father, we want to stay hot for you. For you said if we come lukewarm, you would spew us out of your mouth. God, we love you enough, oh God. Run and tell someone. For you told us to go and compel those, oh God, to come. For the highways and byways, compel them to come. Let us face our giants, oh God, because you did not give us a spirit of fear. As Pharaoh, you gave us power over the enemy. Help us, oh God, undergird our leader today, our overseer, the watchman that you placed over our soul this day, oh God. Lift the heavy burden, oh God, from his shoulders right now, oh God. Let us be the wind, oh God, as you help us be the wind under his wings right now, oh God. Lighten his burden, oh God. For you said, cast all of our cares on you. His cares are our cares, oh God. And we bring them to you, oh God. For we know that you're not a man that you survive, the Son of Man that you need to repent. We watch over your word to see to us that it performs what you say. And we know you cannot lie. And we definitely know you cannot fail. For all the battles that we're facing, you already won because you've given us the authority by telling us that we're more than a conqueror. If we trust in you, stand on your word right now, oh God. We know we cannot fail. Just prepare us for the battle to come, oh God. Let us stand firm, oh God. And let us have love for one another, oh God. Help us, oh God. As you have already sent the word so that we need to graduate to faith dimension. Help us today, Father. For we are weak, but thou art strong. We need you, oh God. And we trust you today, Father. For you told us that we believe in you and trust in you and follow you. That you would never leave us nor forsake us, even to the ends of the world. God, we need your help. We need you to look on those that are less fortunate than we, oh God. As the changing of the seasons, oh God. Those that are caught outside, bring them in. Those that are clotheless, clothe them, oh God. Those that are hungry, feed them, oh Father. Those who have troubled minds, oh God. Touch their minds, heal their minds, oh God. Have mercy on us right now, oh God. Send a word right now. Send a word that will prick the hearts of men, take the scales from their eyes, and they see the error of their ways and turn, oh God. Repent and seek your face. We realize, oh God, that your word is fulfilling this day. Let us stand in the place of ready, not getting ready, but let us stand in the place of ready. Let us run to fulfill the purpose that you placed in our lives. Let us, oh God, not take down, but stand up in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your power and your might. We thank you for what we feel right now. We thank you for the intercessors that have gone before me, oh God. You know each and every one's situation. You know what their heart desire is. You said, ask and it shall be given, knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Only you can do it, oh God. and remember those, oh God, that are catching and agreeing in the background on this line. Them, oh God. Send a blessing that will encourage them to let them know that they're not alone, but that, yep, you're still standing by. Your children love you, Father. We're here to please you. We want to be as David was unto you, men and women after your own heart, but we want to have the tenacity and the trust in you as Job, never ending, never failing. You are our God, our Savior, our Redeemer. And we want to fulfill, oh God, the plan that you have for our lives. But let us, oh God, not be afraid to tell somebody of your goodness and your mercy, to show love as you've shown us, oh God. Bless those, oh God, that's in uniform, the police and firemen, that put their lives, oh God, in harm's way each and every day to help their fellow man. Remember those that's working in the hospital amongst the diseases, oh God. Those in the military on foreign land, oh God, that are serving and are answering the call of this country. Father, watch over them, oh God. Watch over their families right now. Remember those today that are grieving, oh God. Father, they've had a loss of a loved one, Father. We ask that you love on them, oh God. Let them know that you're yet God and you're yet alive and your love is still there for them. We bless your name, Father. For no other help we know. Come to say thank you. Praise you today, God, because we can't praise you enough for what you've done, for what you're doing, and what you're going to do for your children. But we've come to say thank you. Heavenly Father, let us not forget that it's not about us, but it's your will. Not our will, but your will be done through us, oh God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you today for hearing our humble cry. We thank you for dispatching the angels, oh God, to answer our request. We thank you, Father, in advance. We decree and declare it so. That the requests of everyone today on this line, that spoken and unspoken, are being answered right now. And we thank you, Lord. We lift you up. We give you praise, honor, and glory, which is already thine. And we bind the hand of the enemy. Satan is an imp. The landmines and snares and traps in his trap. We banish them right now to a dry place, oh God. We stand on your word, which is solid ground. And we decree and declare it so. We touch and agree in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our elder brother. It is so. We praise the name for it right now because it's done. And we say amen and praise God. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on today, Father, standing with the intercessors in prayer, warriors, God, as you said in 2 Chronicles 7 and verse number 13, if you shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and you command the locusts to divide the land, but if your people, which are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, and turn from their wicked ways, you will forgive their sin and you will heal the land. God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, God, you will heal the land for which the people are operating in and through in the name of Jesus. God, direct their mind, thoughts, and will in the name of Jesus. Cover the mind of those that are lost and destitute and going through right now in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. But when the wicked is in power, the people mourn. And God, right now, we're asking that you would turn the captivity of the hand of the enemy away from your people right now in these times in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of confusion and the strong man that continue to operate in the thought, will, and mind of the people through the illusion for what the enemy have created because they serve the God of this world. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, turn it around for him right now. Bring healing right now and deliverance right now. We binding up the strong man that operates through the mind and the seat of the thought and the mind of the moods of the people in the name of Jesus. We cast the devil out of the mind. Your word said in Isaiah 26 and 3, you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Father, we thank you right now for having a mind that stayed on you in the name of Jesus. Paul said in the Romans chapter 12, God, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is your reasonable service, and that we be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. God, we ask that you will renew the mind of your people even now in the name of Jesus. Those that are dealing with childhood issues on the parent side, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you will move on their behalf. God, in the name of Jesus, we lifting up the people of God that's struggling with low self-esteem, rejection, bitterness, anger, wrath, malice, coveted spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, cover their mind, God. Bring them out of the trap for which the enemy holds them hostage with anger and rage and unforgiveness in those areas in the name of Jesus. God, we speak and decree and declare Job 22 and 28, where you said, if we decree a thing, so shall that thing be established in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the turnaround, even now, concerning the lives, purpose, and the destiny of your people. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor now in Jesus' name. And now, God, we're lifting up those intercessors and prayer warriors and kingdom leaders that came pray today. God, I bind up the spirit of the hand of the enemy that are trying to come against them. Monitoring spirit, we overrule it now in the name of Jesus. We come against demonic activity of stronghold that will attack their thoughts, their family line, their bloodline, even now in the name of Jesus. We come against retaliation of the hand of the enemy and demonic principality, God, that will operate from whatever city, town, and nation that they're in right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that the angels of the living God go inside and stop the demonic landmines and traps that the enemy have set for your people in the name of Jesus. And Father, I decree and declare a breakthrough and breaker's anointing even now in Jesus' name. And God, I landlock every demonic entity, God, that will try to trap the power and the presence of your people, God, from moving to the next level in you and through you even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the power of the victory, God, that's happening right now over this conference line, over the blog talk, over the lives of your people. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we command peace to be still now in Jesus' name. And now, God, we speak to the precipitation of the earth realm, God. We speak to the winds of the north and the south and the east and the west, God. And we decree and declare that you stake the hand of the enemy. We bind up every sickness that comes from those atmospheric attacks, God, that have been sent down through chemicals, trail, God, through the water systems of the neighborhoods, God, and nations, in the name of Jesus. We bind it up, those that have been sent through airborne, in the name of Jesus, that come through food substance and food that we eat, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up the death spirit. We come against the murdering spirit. We bind up suicidal and homicidal spirit, in the name of Jesus. And God, we cast that demonic spirit down, in the name of Jesus. Angels of the living God, go forth on our behalf and minister to our community those places that we can't touch with our mouth and our feet, God. We trample the demonic spirit under our feet in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the victory, God. We thank you for the victory for our children and our young children in the name of Jesus. Cover the little ones, Lord. Cover the sucklings and the babies, God. Cover the adolescent, God. Cover those in elementary school and daycare facilities, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover those right now that are walking around, Lord. Little children don't know their way, God, but the enemy will send a perpetrator in, God. They're trying to stop their and the innocents right now. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We come against blood sacrifice. We come against demonic spirits, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up spirits and traps that
came into marriage and relationships and trapped little boys and little girls under the innocence, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up those who are calling themselves protectors when they're really predators, God. In the name of Jesus, we cut down that demonic spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we speak victory for our children today. We speak victory over the hospitals, Lord, over the nursing facility, God. In the name of Jesus, we're lifting up our seniors today, God. Cover them right now. Make a way for them out of nowhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for the breakthrough now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare healing now. You said healing is the children's bread. And you said by your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for our mind being renewed, our mindset being changed, our thoughts, God, being under subjection to your word and your will in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for these things we ask in your Son, Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank God, and it is so. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Let you arise and let our enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord. Thank you, intercessors, and those who are prayer warriors. We thank you all on today. And we give God praise, glory, and honor for you who stood with us on today. You for your support, your partnership, your commitment, and your dedication to the kingdom of God. I bless the Lord for you on today in Jesus' name. All right. Now, if any of our team who prayed, who read the scripture, exhorted us, would like to release something that the Lord has given you all today for us, rather a word of knowledge, the interpretation of the tongue, a word of encouragement, or a prophetic word for individuals, I want to give you an opportunity to do that at this time. I'm not going to tarry long, so unmute your line if you're any of those that prayed and come in at this time. The Lord. Now, to those, somebody that was listening in, and you're listening in on the blog side or the conference line, and you have something that the Lord has given you for us, rather the same thing I said to the intercessors and the prayer warrior, we want to give you an opportunity to release that right now at this time. You can unmute your line at *6. I won't tarry long, so you want to come in and release what God has given you for us. We're going to do that at this time. You have an opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Well, we bless the Lord for each and every one of you. Minister to Rita Bryant, any final words over there on your side there? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. All right. Well, we give God praise, glory, and honor for each and every one of you all on today. We bless the Lord for God's will being done on this day for the lives of the people and the purpose of the people. If anyone have a praise report that you would like to release, and God giving you a praise report of something the Lord did for you, we want to give you an opportunity to do that as well. You can start six your line and come in if God gave you a praise report. Will we thank God, sing to God? I appreciate those of you who have joined us today from whatever city or town you were listening in for. We honor the Lord for you, you, and you on this day. And bless you, intercessors and prayer warriors.
And those of you who are kingdom leaders, we appreciate you on this day for your assignment and your commitment and your dedication. We thank God for our local church every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're there praying, staying and standing in the sanctuary, believing God for the people. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you all today who stood in the gap with us, prayed with us on today. We thank God for you, you, and you on today. And certainly we don't take it lightly, your commitment and your dedication to the work in the kingdom of God. Many of you can look at our Facebook page to see the schedule of what city, town, or nation we'll be in. You can go to the Facebook page and view that and know where we'll be traveling locally or globally. And we invite you to come and support the conferences and the events that we have. Whether it's a fee or a non-fee, you can do that. You can register for those conferences that we're having coming up or we're participating in. We love to see you there. If you're a first-time listener on this conference line, if you're one that has been following us for a while, we bless the Lord for you on today as well. And thank you for joining us every Wednesday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 a.m. in the West Coast. Every Tuesday, Monday, and Tuesday morning, and Thursday morning, first and third Friday, first and third Saturday, at 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern, and 3 a.m. in the West Coast. So join us as we have powerful men and women of God come forth and minister the word from the Lord and bless the lives of the people. Through this, we will birth out our Family Lifeline Conference 2023, which will be our 12th year. Hallelujah. It will be in June of 2023. We'll have more information forthcoming for that. Join us every first and third Monday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 o'clock in the West Coast. You can join us any of those times. You can join our intercessory prayer team on Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, 12 midnight, and join them in prayer as they pray and release the oil in the presence of God through prayer. Join them any of those times. You can join us on this conference line and be blessed. You can also join us as we minister the word of God. We drive by with the prophet. Go to my Facebook page, follow me over there, or become a friend, and you will get a notification. Those who have not received a notification, is not due to me. It's because of what our Facebook system does. We appreciate you on today. Join us on our Facebook Live Sunday morning, 7:30. We'll do Facebook Live. Come back at 11 a.m. and do our local church Facebook Live. And every Tuesday night, you can join us on Facebook Live and be blessed by the word of God. Whether through Lorraine Matthews Ministry page or Lorraine Matthews Ministry or Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry or Lorraine Matthews. Join us in any of those times to be blessed by the word of God. Now, those of you who are joining us for our fast, we begin our 23-day fast this coming Friday at 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're just drinking tea and water throughout the entire fast, tea and water, staying in the presence of God from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. After that, we'll continue with water and fast, but you will be able to eat fruits and vegetables at that time. We appreciate you all standing in prayer, believing God for us. That will be January 20th through February the 11th, 23 days for 2023. You ask the Lord, what is it that you want him to be praying about for you personally and what you want him to be praying for
your family members and loved ones. I just ask that you continue to pray for the conference line, the blog talk, the radio, and covenant partners, virtue members, and families around the world. We believe in God for a powerful 23 days of fasting, praying, and meditating on the word of the Lord God. Those of you who started your prayer, I thank God for you all. Every Wednesday at this time, noonday, we fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and get in the presence of the Lord God. Every first Sunday from early in the morning to 3 p.m., we fasting at our local church. We love you to join us in any of these fasts and believe in God for your health, your wellness, your mind, your spirit, and your soul, and your fasting. The word of God says some things come out but by fasting and prayer. So that sacrifice of your belly will be able to be the strength of your birthing. I'll say that again. The sacrifice of your belly will be the strength of your birthing. One more time. The sacrifice of your belly will be the strength of your birthing. We bless you on today and thank you all so much for joining us. We're preparing for book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her, coming out very, very soon. You will be blessed by the book. It will be a life-changing experience for you, you and you on today. It's been dedicated to my mother, who turned 76 on January 13th. People of God, continue to stay in that place in the Lord. Now, if you desire to be a blessing to this ministry, as we bless the lives of so many people around the world, you can do that by going to our at We Restore You. That's the letter U.org. Go up in the right corner, click on the donation button, and be a blessing. If you have not purchased the book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter, the book is there as well. You can purchase it as well, and we'll send it to you personally with a gift and autograph it. Also, you can do it by going to Cash App and Money Sign. That's Cash App and Money Sign, R-F-T-I-M. That's Cash App, Money Sign, R-F-T-I-M. You can do it via Zelle. Zelle at We Restore You. That's the letter U. We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com, and be a blessing on our Zelle. We thank you for it in advance. If you desire to not do electronical sewing, you can also mail it to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. That's 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, and be a tremendous blessing. I thank you in advance for your seed that you will sow into good ground on behalf of this ministry. Amen. Now, people of God, in the next day or so, I will be putting some information out there concerning the funeral arrangement of my nephew. Now, many of you who have partnered with me, been covenant partners, friends, and virtual members, we know how we have family members who have funeral, but they don't have a way to pay the funeral. You will be seeing a GoFund on my page, and I'm asking those of you who are covenant partners, virtual members, and friends, to go to that page and sow a seed to help the burial of our family. Would you do that for me? All you have to do is go to my Facebook page. You'll see the information. It'll be a GoFund up there. I'm asking all of you, not some, all of you to support us. Amen? If you would do that, I greatly appreciate it in advance. Thank you so much for joining us on today. I love you all. Appreciate you. You all have a phenomenal day in the Lord and go in His power and His strength. We'll talk to you soon, and shalom in your quarters. My prayer for you on today. God bless you.